Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Owen Schroyer is being targeted by the DOJ. They want 120 days in prison. Why? Speech. Owen Schroyer, a pundit, personality, and journalist for InfoWars, said some things. And for the things he said, the DOJ says he should go to prison for it. And this is what I said was going to happen. I said, now they're going after, they go after Trump, they go after his lawyers, the next people in line are going to be the pundits who were advocating for or encouraging people on January 6th. First person in line, Owen Schroyer. Now, a few important details. He did not go into the Capitol. The InfoWars team had a permit to have a rally outside the Capitol in a different area. Owen Schroyer was on Capitol grounds. This is the initial pretext they get to charge him. He pleads guilty. They then say in the charging, in the sentencing document, the prosecutor says, because of his speech before, during, and after the event, he should get this amount of time in prison.
And I'm going to actually show you the recommended sentencing document. But people say, well, why did he plead guilty? He raised $240-something thousand. They've deposed him over and over again. They've dragged him into D.C. over and over again. He's already spent all that money. People say, well, that's a lot of money. That's nothing in these cases. They wanted several years in jail before. Then they say, well, give us your phones and we'll drop the charges or go easy on you. He asked permission. He said, should I? And I said, yeah, there's nothing to hide there. We tried to stop it. He gives them the phones. They go, you know what? We're breaking that deal. We want jail time. So Owen didn't turn state's evidence. If you're innocent, you go, well, okay, here's my dash cam footage or here's my, you know, doorbell ring. Like, say somebody comes to your house with a you know, doorbell camera and they pull a gun out and start shooting at you. You shoot them back. And the feds say, well, give us the tape and we'll go easy on you. Well, here's the tape. They attack me. So totally disingenuous, totally out of control. And it would have cost like $1 million to go to trial in D.C. that had convicted him, sent him to jail for years. You don't get a fair trial in D.C. This is the same judge that, you know, hung up the Proud Boys. And so now he's facing up to a year, actually. That's the minimum, is the 120 days. And what's frustrating is great folks out there have all reported on this. And it's also been all over mainstream news about Owen. And the media's like, well, good, he deserves jail, controlled corporate press for his speech. They're all talking about in the sentencing document what he said before and during January 6th, which is like, I question the election. They say he deserves jail. They cite him this summer on his show in the document. I'm going to go to break here in a moment. I've got some time now, but I want to show it to you. So I showed it the other day on Friday. It still didn't get picked up. It says he's not remorseful. He still says the election was stolen, therefore we want jail. Folks, that goes 100% against federal law. That's totally protected free speech. Whether he's right or wrong, of course he's right. Of course the election was stolen. I'll say it. 2020 was stolen. 2021 was stolen. The Democrats run around all the time saying elections are stolen and say stuff way more than we do with no evidence. So look at this. Here's the document. This is their charging recommendation. And I've already read the whole thing on air before. But everybody focuses on what they said. Oh, what he said, then he deserves jail. No calls for violence, just saying election stolen, let's protest. Look at this document. He continued, we will not accept the fake election of the child molesting Joe Biden, the Chinese communist agent Joe Biden. We know where he belongs, in jail. They go on to say he deserves prison for that. So this is on January 6th. Then they lie and say he breached it, ignored police. The police told us, go up and try to stop people. We have it on video. The feds know that. Okay? Announce to Schroyer and others, let us break right here. Let me talk to this cop and see if I can, person one, get up there and de-escalate the situation. That's me. And the cops say, yeah, go up on the steps, try to stop it. They say the cops told us to go away. We have it on video saying go up there and, quote, use your First Amendment. They know all this. They're lying in federal court. And it goes on here to say, oh, several attempts to get positive response from police. We have them on video saying help. And it goes on. Oh, he chanted USA 1776. He deserves prison time for that. Now, this is where it gets key. Page 14. He went on to say we should have rejected the narrative of January 6th. They're talking about him on May 19th and saying that we don't believe the election. They say we want jail time for that. I'm going to take my time on this because they're going to be calling from prison, so they'll get like a few minutes to be hung up on. And I'm going to go over all this. But they say right here, he still says the election was stolen, therefore we want prison time. I mean, this is the murder of the... I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning, it's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Bonnie's Ultimate Trimmery Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strong brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are live in hour number three on this September 11th, 2023 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Enrique Tarrio, the supposed mastermind of January 6th, which is totally fraudulent, wasn't even there. He is going to be calling in about 15 minutes. But Dominique Pozzola has also been convicted, and they used terrorism charges on him to give them longer sentences. We had, of course, last week, Joe Biggs on... Totally innocent, pointing that out. They said that he cried during sentencing. No, he cried when he saw his daughter in the courtroom. He won't be seeing for decades. And the media celebrated that. Enrique Tarrio again is coming up. But I wanted to go to Dominique Pozzola, givesendgo.com/helpdom. That's help, D-O-M. We're going to appeal this. We're going to fight this. I've been told by people, leave this alone or the feds will come after you. And lose my soul? It's not going to happen. This is serious business. So we can put up articles about Dominique Pozzola. Dominique, I know you've only got a few minutes here before they cut you off. You've got the floor now to speak. We know that Enrique finally got on shows late last week and pointed out the feds came to him. Roger Stone said this too during his whole show trial for quote lying to Congress and said, just tell us Trump is a Russian agent, and we'll drop all this. So he's saying the same thing happened. Did you witness any of that first off? And just it's your chance to speak to the world. Go ahead, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having us on. Enrique's on the line, too, just in case you want to know. We're both on the same tablet right now. The feds did the same thing to me as they did to Enrique. They tried to get me to lie about Joe Biggs. They wanted me to say that he had a gun there that day, and you know they were going to give me a sweetheart plea deal. I would have only had to cop up to one charge, and I would have been home in 33 to 41 months. Told me I probably wouldn't even serve half of that. But you know, at some point you got to look at yourself in the mirror again. So you got to figure out what's more important: your integrity or you know dealing with these people. So I didn't do it, and they did the same thing to Enrique. They wanted him to lie about President Trump, but he didn't do it. And, you know, I think that's part of the reason why they gave us such ridiculous sentences, because, you know, I think they're pissed off that they couldn't get us to work with them, first of all. I mean, who gets 10 years for breaking a window? Who gets 22 years for not even being there? Who gets 18 years for shaking a fence? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. The judges in these trials are the biggest problem. I mean, our judge told us that his hands were tied. He had to give us a terrorism enhancement because that's the way Congress wrote it up. And if we didn't like it, to speak to Congress. When we all know that's not true. A judge has discretion to do whatever they want. We were the only ones charged with terrorism for minor property damage. I'm talking about only a couple $100, which wouldn't even happen in the first place if the Capitol Police didn't start open firing on people and killing people and hurting people that day, which drove everyone into a frenzy.
What do you make of Ray Epps saying in the congressional testimony he orchestrated it, told people go in, lifted up barriers, ram them into police? Well, why is he so protected? Who do you think he works for?
Well, one of my attorneys, Roger Roots, has been trying to dig into Ray Epps for a while. So we actually he actually had a meeting with the prosecutors and asked them, does Ray Epps work for you guys? Is he an FBI asset? They said, no, he does not work for us. So Roger says, okay, well, let me ask you this question. Does Ray Epps work for the Department of Homeland Security or any other agency? Their response was, we don't have to tell you that.
Absolutely, and there's dozens of these agencies. Dominique, people need to go to GibsonGo.com/helpdom. It's sad to see you've raised less than $1,000. You need to appeal this for all of us. Again, we're going to the public here for support, but this is what's happening to you is deadly wrong. We're only asking for $100,000, folks. We're all next. We don't stand up for Dominic. Dominic, I'm going to go back to you. I understand you're sharing the phone. We'll do the whole hour if you guys can. I know you got to call back and forth on each person's 15 minutes. I want to hand the phone to Enrique Tarrio. Enrique, before we get into the case and what you're going through and all the rest of it, Gibson Go, obviously for you. People can support you at TarrioFamilyFund.org, but you dropped a bombshell that the feds came to you. You named names. It takes a lot of courage when you're in the federal system because, you know, people disappear sometimes when they do that. And you named names about the meetings, them telling you, say that Trump ordered you to do this and you're going to be going scot-free. Enrique, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on, Alex, and you're 100% right about that. They came to me back in October of 2022. They didn't come to figure out what happened. They came to tell me, sign this and you'll be free. And if you don't sign it, we're going to take you to trial and you're going to do a lot of time in jail. Well, we know what option I took. I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm flabbergasted. 22 years for not turning in Trump. That's what they wanted to do. And that's how they're going to present this case to a D.C. jury. Okay, Alex, they're going to go ahead and they're going to find people. They're going to scare them with jail time, or they're going to tell them that they're not going to get jail time, and they're going to have to lie. That's what they asked me to do. They asked me to lie, and that's not going to happen.
Well, name names specifically. Where were you? What did they say?
Well, yeah, you know what? I didn't name any names in that meeting, but I'm going to name names here on InfoWars.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay? I thought
Jocelyn
you did. Go ahead.
Valentine.
Start over.
No. Jocelyn Valentine is a supervising prosecutor right under Michael Graves, okay, which is has a heavy hand in prosecuting Trump. And then Jason McCullough was another prosecutor that's in there. And they're the ones that sat there, and they went ahead, and they're the ones that asked me to lie. They didn't ask me to tell them the truth. They asked me to lie. And the truth is, I am not going to lie. I did not take their fake deal. I'm not going to lie about anything. I am completely innocent of these charges.
Well, tell us the time, the place. What did they say specifically?
So basically, they wanted to connect the Proud Boys to January 6th. And what they wanted me to do is they wanted me to confirm their story completely. And I completely declined them on it because, for one, it's not true. And two, I'm not going to sacrifice myself to do their bidding. Okay, I'm sitting here as an innocent man. I took him to trial.
So, give us the specifics. What did they say to you?
Okay, so what what they asked me to say is that through a third party, through a person of a person of a person, that Trump communicated with me, and I was communicating with Trump to do the events that happened on January 6th. That's basically what they told me. They told me, confirm this story for us, right? This is our story. It's a complete concoction, and we'll let you free. So basically, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted me to, wow. They wanted to connect Trump to January 6th. Because as we see in the indictment, Trump's not indicted for anything, for not inciting the crowd. He's indicted to Georgia and all this made up other things. And what ends up happening is they wanted to connect him to the actual events of January 6th. And they wanted to do it through me, and that's not going
to
happen.
What did you say to them? As we know, they did this with Russiagate and the impeachments, told people to lie. That's come out in court. What did you say to them when they said that?
I won't be able to say it on the show.
Say it on air and we'll delay it out, but not for the internet. No, what did you say to him?
I told him to go pound sand. Alex. I told him to go pound sand. And because my attorney told me to calm down after I said that.
Keep going.
So after that. And, I mean, that was the end of it. They wanted me to come. They had it in writing, Alex. They had it in writing already ready for me to sign. They didn't care. And you know what? I get what investigators' job is to investigate. An investigator would ask a question like, okay, well, if this didn't happen, what happened? They didn't even ask that. They said at the time, this is my story, and you don't want to sign off on it, well, then that's fine.
Incredible. So.
And we saw it. Yeah. And that's how they're going to do with all the other witnesses that they have against Trump. I heard reports that they got somebody to flip from the Mar-a-Lago case. They did the same exact thing to him, Alex. You know, let's not bull crap the American public. That's what they did. They went to this guy and they said, we're going to put you in jail for decades. Look what we did to the Proud Boys. We're going to do that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
FamilyFund.com. Folks, they are political prisoners. They're innocent. God bless you, man. Call us right back, okay? You promise?
Yes. We'll call right
stay
back.
On until it cuts you off. Everybody to hear this, how your prisoners in a jail because you didn't burn down cities or shoot police because you were there with Antifa that set you up with the feds. This is absolutely insane. It'll cut them off any second.
Thank you for using Global Telling.
That's where they want to put us all, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Borg. I can't get anything right, folks. I got too much going on. I apologize. I said it 10 times wrong. TarioFamilyFund.org. 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 The feds are going to get real mad at me trying to get people defense against their fraud and appeals. TarioFamilyFund.org and GiveSingo.com/helpdom. As soon as they can get back in, because they get 15 minutes apiece, they're sharing the phone. We'll have him back up. I was confused. I thought Enrique was on first, but he handed the phone to Dominique. And, man, yeah, and Enrique is totally right. They are doing this to target everybody. They are doing this to send a message. Can you imagine, like, I'm sitting here. I could roll over and shut up about this. But how do you shut up? How do you just let this happen? How do you die 1,000 deaths? Coward dies 1,000 deaths. A man that's not a coward only dies once. Now, I cannot skip the network breaks. Those are hardwired for our local stations. I can skip network ones for us, ourselves, and we lose money, but I don't even care anymore. I mean, this is just total war. People say, why do you have 14 minutes of ads? That's how talk radio is. That's the average. And you notice I've been cutting most of the ads out for the network, leaving them for local stations. They've got to make money to pay their employees, keep their lights on, all of it. We've been getting a lot of new affiliates, a lot of new listeners. People get what's happening. They understand it. And you're going to find out who the men are and who the boys are, who the women, who the girls are. You're going to find out who has common sense and will. You're going to find out who's a sellout. This is what separates the wheat from the chaff, the evil from the good. And, again, I try to speed through the charging document and the recommendations. Is this Enrique or Dominic back on?
Both of us are on here, Alex.
Okay, let me ask you both this question, and again, he's not being victimized like you. He's not asking for this, but just a microcosm. Now they're going after journalists. Owen Schroyer was there with me. He tried to stop people going to the Capitol. So Enrique or Dominic first respond to this. In his sentencing recommendation, they want prison time, and they say because in May and August, he still said the election was stolen, and because he said that, they want jail time. This is completely illegal on his face. This is next level. What's your take on that?
Listen, I still say the election is stolen. I always will say the election is stolen. You will never convince me that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in that election.
In fact, you raised your fist at the end and said Trump won, I read.
I sure did. After the judge handed me a 10-year sentence, I walked out of that court, put my fist in the air, and I said, Trump won, and you all know it. And I said it right to the prosecutors. I said, everyone knows it. The thing is, it's not enough for these people just to beat us at trial or beat us in it. They want us to walk out of that courtroom completely demoralized, completely beaten like a whipped dog with your tail between your legs. And that's what we can't do. We can't let them defeat us spiritually. I mean, that's the final battleground right there.
And that's why they lied and said that you guys cried. But Joe Biggs cried, I've confirmed with court watchers, when he saw his daughter and said bye to his family. He didn't cry during the sentencing.
Crying her eyes out, begging the judge to let me come home. You know, my daughter went up there. I haven't seen her in over a year. So, yeah, I mean, I cried a little. I mean, what sane, like, compassionate man wouldn't after they see their family up there pleading to make their family whole again? So, yeah, of course, we shed a few tears. Who wouldn't? But you know what? We're not going to go out with our tail between our legs. We're not going to show them that they whipped us spiritually. and everyone knows it.
Alex, I want to hit that point with Owen for a second, and that's exactly what they're doing. If you do not comply, they're going to put you in chains. Okay, I'm going to give you the example. It's not a secret that I work with law enforcement. I mean, I used to say this on my podcast. I work with law enforcement before these rallies. It'd be irresponsible of me to put a rally together not to contact local law enforcement and tell them, you know, if we're going with a permit, if we're not, where we're marching to. So that's not a secret. And when I came to D.C., I had a contact, a 24-year veteran, lieutenant, head of intelligence for the Metropolitan Police Department, somebody that was my liaison every time I went to D.C., knew I was communicating to keep people safe. That's my main objective, bring everybody back home, have a good time, and make sure nobody's hurt. And I asked him to testify at my case because there was thousands of text messages of me helping them keep the streets safe from Antifa and BLM and keep both groups separated. And he said, yes, of course, I'm gonna tell them the truth. So you know what happened to him, Alex? The FBI agents in this case went to his door, beat down his door and said, if you testify in this case, we are going to put you in jail. We are going to indict you. And his attorney called my attorney and was like, look, he can't testify anymore. He was my star witness. You know what they did to him after trial? They put him in jail anyways because he spoke publicly and he said, I was trying to keep people safe and I was trying to keep people away. That's what he wanted to testify.
And that's the lesson that even when you back down, they still come after you. Incredible. We're going to break here in a few minutes. Hold you over the break. Call back again if you can. But most important things, Enrique, Dominic, you want to say to the world listening right now?
Tom, go ahead.
Don't let them beat you. Like I said, even when things look bleak, still stay strong in your beliefs. Still, like Trump always says, there's more of us than there is of them. And Trump is a very, very smart man. He knows what he's talking about. They have the platform right now. They have the loudspeaker. That's why it seems like there's more of them than there is of us, but it's not that way. And we just stick together, we'll win.
Yeah. And then for me, Alex, the American government right now, the Biden regime, has no right to criticize the Russian and the Chinese government about how they treat dissidents and how much time they're giving to people that for their free speech. They have no right. They lost the moral high ground of conditions in these prisons and these jails and how they treated us. They have no right. The Biden regime has lowered the standard of the American justice system to the point where we are no longer in competition with the Russian government and the Chinese government. Now we're treating our prisoners worse, and we're jailing them for a lot less offenses for a lot more, okay? We're political prisoners. That's what we are.
Sure. Absolutely. And we're going to put this out later at Band Out Video. I'm going to put that clip of what he just said. We're political prisoners up front. Enrique Tarrio, we are political prisoners. The feds offered to release us to lie about Trump. Incredible. I want to get it right because I got it wrong. Tarrio, T-A-R-R-I-O, familyfund.org, tarriofamilyfund.org. And then Dominic Pozzola is givesendgo.com/helpdom. It is absolutely critical that you guys appeal this and that you be released. We got to get Trump elected to get you pardoned. Do you both believe, like Joe Biggs and I do as well, Trump says he will, that he's going to pardon the political prisoners if reelected?
Yeah, I believe he is, and I won't ask him to pardon me. I'm asking him to look at the facts of the case, Alex. And when they look at the facts of the case, they're going to know that there's no other way to right a wrong and to actually get justice than to either pardon or commute our sentences.
All right, gentlemen, both stay there. It's a 4-minute break. We'll have like 5 minutes left. If you've got another person calling for you, we'll continue on. We'll be right back in a few minutes with American political prisoners, the American Gulag. This is incredible. Stay with us. Separately, we got some really, 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 really good news. because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere, jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% Coumadin, and that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dominique Mazzola, Enrique Dario, set to try to call back in from the federal gulag any minute.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
You know, a little over a week ago, I had Joe Biggs on. Hundreds of national stories all over ABC, NBC, CNN, all the corporate press. Twitter flooded saying, why are they allowed to speak? Why are they allowed to even call from jail? Well, they'll be punished for it, but they have their time on the phone. Imagine the left now. They love putting people in jail for political action by the right wing, but they love violence by the left. And they just celebrate and say, why isn't Jones in prison? Why isn't he? And they're trying to put Trump in jail. They're doing all this. while they come after our guns and our children, it just goes on and on. I mean, this is really happening. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just keep my head down, I'll be fine. No, you won't be fine. They're coming after you. They've got to get through us first. And then I've got the sentencing recommendations by the feds against Owen Schroyer, who put tape over his mouth at the Capitol because they said no right-wing protest at the Capitol. Code Pink could take over events, yell and scream, chain themselves up, never put in jail. They would, like, arrest him and then release him outside. Owen puts a piece of tape over his mouth. In fact, find that video. He's charged and then does probation for it. So then they say never go in the Capitol for 3 years. Well, he's outside the Capitol trying to keep folks going in. They use that to charge him. You can say, okay, well, that's a weird technicality. But then in the sentencing document, they say he's unrepentant. In the summer of this year, years after January 6th, he said he still thinks the election was stolen. We're asking for jail time for his speech. Folks, that flies 100% against the First Amendment, all the federal rulings. In fact, Scott, I sent this to you. Maybe you gave me the stack. It's probably here. I was in meetings till 40 minutes before the show, so I didn't go through it. But can you reprint just so I couldn't find it? Because I know I send you like 200 articles a day or more. When I got in here, I didn't have time to go through what I'd sent you. Can you reprint me Norm Pattis's response to their sentencing document? Because I sent it to you last night. I'll send it to you again. Here it is. Because it's powerful. In fact, have Ben Steadham, Ben's the IT guy, have Ben Warren post this. I always confuse the two. Have him post this in the upper area there. Or is it its own article? You already have it right here. So here it is. This is United States District Court, District of Columbia, Mr. Schroyer's reply to government sentencing memorandum. Have this posted on Infowars.com. Exclusive Owen Schroyer's response to government's calls. Owen Schroyer responds to Feds call for Owen Schroyer's imprisonment for First Amendment. Owen Schroyer responds. Feds call for journalist imprisonment for questioning 2020 election. Owen Schroyer exclusive response. Something like that. Because that's what this is. Feds call for imprisonment of journalist for First Amendment. Owen Schroyer's official response. Or reporter's official response. This is it. And then you just publish under it the actual recommendation. I mean, you read this. I know they've been blocked from calling. As soon as they call back in, we'll get them on. You read this, and it's unreal. It says that. And I've shown it to you. I'm going to show it to you again. And I'm not going to hurry when I do it. I'm going to take time to actually go over because I get hurried up. I want to read all this to you. I mean, this is like 30-something pages long. Yeah, 30 pages long. So you read this, and it sounds like what you heard about the Soviet Union or China today or North Korea. It's like, well, this isn't Venezuela. They say, he is not repentant. He's still on air saying they stole the election. We want jail. And the left's like, he's still doing it on Twitter. Millions of views. We want jail now. What a freak show, man. I'm actually ashamed to be American that we have allowed this culture of evil to grow. I don't say put them in prison, but we should be confronting these people. And where's the ACLU? Nowhere. So we're going to publish Mr. Schroyer's reply to government sentencing memorandum. And then we are going to, it's full of all the federal precedent. And then we're going to, they're back. And then after they're gone, I'll get into Owen. Okay, whoever wants to go first, Dominic Pozzola at GibsonGo.com/help, Dom, or TarioFamilyFund.org, Enrico Tario. You guys probably only have like 10 minutes left before they cut you off. You have the floor to say whatever you want, because we're still America here on this show.
Well, first and foremost, I think that it's important for you guys to understand the gravity of the situation. I know that InfoWars listeners are more in tune with the truth than most other audiences, but I want to remind them how important this is and how pressing these issues are for this country. And I think it's actually, not because I'm in here, not because I have a bias, you know, but this is the most pressing issue that we have in America today. you know, the Constitution, our very first amendment, the first thing that they thought of to put in there is free speech. And that very first constitutional amendment is the most precious that we have. And the reason why we have it is so we won't jail people with opinions, whether it's political, religious, doesn't matter what it is. And right here, what we're seeing...
Because that's the essence of tyranny. That's the essence of evil.
That is. That is. And that's the first step. That's the first wall they have to break down. And the Constitution is a perfect document, but the truth is, Alex, it doesn't exist. Okay, with the Biden regime, the Constitution doesn't exist. There's not a...
No, I agree. This is not the America we thought. It's already gone. We have to admit it's been taken.
We have to, exactly. We have to admit it's been taken. We're here on a show, and you're on the line with somebody that got 22 years. I wasn't there.
And the enemy's trying to put on my... I'm going to interrupt you, but it's not just you guys. They're trying to put Owen in jail tomorrow. They're trying to shut me down right now. The point is, it's not that I'm whining. They're coming after everybody. This is desperate.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I want to say it. The judge that's going to be judging Mr. Schroyer tomorrow is the same judge that gave to us. So I think this judge is doing what he wants to do. And again, I'm not. He can do whatever he wants to do. I'm not trying to opine on his judgments, but I will say, you know, it was tough. It was tough. So I think it's going to be tough for Owen tomorrow. I'm praying for him. I'm going to pray for him tonight, but. This isn't justice. What they're doing to us, what the government's doing in these cases, isn't justice. We're being treated as animals. We're being treated as low lives. I mean, here you've heard the horror stories about the DC gulag, and it's not just DC. It's the entire system treats us differently. And Alex, I hope the listeners know the gravity of this. We need you guys to take a bus with you to go vote in 2024, because, you know, everybody's voting for their own conscience, for like the economy, for things to get better. For us, it's our life. It's our life.
And by the way, the left admits what they're doing to you is a microcosm of what they want to do to the entire country.
Yeah, they're next. You know, I don't want that to happen to them. I don't want this to happen to liberals, but it will happen to
Enrique, let me ask you this. I said you'd have the floor, but this is so important. You sound stronger than when I knew you. You sound like more empowered now. What's happened? You sound strong.
I am angry, Alex, and it started with anger. It started with anger, and it started with depression. You know, I'm like, wow, why am I here? Why am I here? And the more I asked myself that question, the more I was able to answer that question for myself. And today I stand for you a lot stronger than I was before, a lot more resilient. I'm not going to give up. This isn't the end.
Yeah, Ray Epps says New York Times puff pieces about him. He sent in text messages. I orchestrated it. He said go in. He rammed signs in. You didn't do that. You weren't even there. And this man that, quote, orchestrated it is worshipped by the New York Times.
Yeah, and there's two things that keep me going, Alex. Well, three things that keep me going. And number one is my God and my faith. And number two is my family that has been here with me, my mother, my father, my fiance, my aunt, my sister, my entire family. And number three, it's people like you, Alex, people like the listeners of InfoWars and people that have supported us. Because you guys, once we're gone to our federal holding,
wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That there is right now in the American system. I didn't want to be this example, but 22 years, 18 years, 17 years, 10 years. These appeals are more important than ever because, and I'm going to talk directly to your listeners here. You guys that are listening, you know, you're next. How long before you sit on a bunk and look at a concrete wall for hours on end and they don't let you out of your cell for 3 days so you can take a 15-minute shower? You know, how long before it's you? And I'm telling you, it's not long before that happens.
No, and we were in the holding cell down in the courtroom with the individuals that got arrested for protesting at the partial birth abortion clinic. And those guys are looking at
10 years also,
felonies in 10-11 years. So,
but
I mean,
they're outlawing being common sense pro America. And again, I read the judge's ruling and the kid they killed. The judge said, "I'm sorry, I know you're a good person, but you have to get 5 years," which in a state only served about two or three. The judge apologized to the guy that murdered a Trump supporter.
Yeah. That's the problem. A lot of these judges and prosecutors are perpetuating what's going on right now because they're all radical leftists that are putting on the benches and putting in the judicial system. If I could ask the audience to do something, I would say, please get a hold of your congressman. I know Congress is weak. They always have been weak. And so, you know, we need to get a hold of them and say, look, we need to start investigating these judges for what they've done to us of January 6th of these cases because it's been an atrocity.
Yeah. And Alex, you asked me how to support, how do you support us? There's three ways to support us. Number one, I ask your audience for prayers, you know, and I ask you for prayers. and the whole InfoWars team, because I pray for you guys all the time. You know, I pray for Owen. I pray for you, Alex. I pray for, you know, everybody that's out there. And second, the way that you could support us is, you know, our financially. You know, I've never asked. I haven't, through this whole process, I haven't asked anybody for a single dollar, okay? Now I'm drained, okay? I'm drained, and I need it for appeals. And we need to hire the best appellate attorneys because my case and the case of the guys here are probably the most important case that will free as many J6ers as possible if it gets overturned at any moment. And the third way is exactly what Dom said, members of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of McCarthy, but, you know, I know that he has to do what he has to do. But McCarthy, we're asking you, we're asking the committee led by Jim Jordan, the weaponization committee. I asked them to subpoena me. I have so much more information for you guys. I'm not allowed to share it with the public.
Absolutely. That's key. And I heard from Biggs, though, that the guards and the prisoners know you're innocent. That's unprecedented. Can you speak to that before they cut you off?
Yes, and the U.S. Marshals, the guards, and everybody are very, very supportive. They've seen it. I mean, this is their job. They see this every day, and they're like, what they're doing to you, you know?
I haven't run into one other inmate or one other correction officer who thinks what they're doing to us is fair.
Yeah.
They all think it's an atrocity. I mean, you can't give people this kind of time
happened. Outside of my, after my sentence, the marshals prayed with me, and they said that they've never seen anything like this. One of them worked in that jail, in that courtroom for 25 years, and he says that he's never seen anything like this, that he thought I was going to get like 3 years, 4 years, just like everybody else, that when the judge handed down a 22-year sentence, that his heart stopped.
Let's be clear, Enrique. You, I mean, I know you guys. You were worried about Antifa bombing the hotel. You were there in case Antifa attacked.
Yes.
You guys don't attack police.
Yes.
I mean, we went to Georgia and peacefully went to the Capitol with the state police. They said it was a dry run for our attack. We don't attack police. That's not what you do. It's not what I do. It's ridiculous.
We don't. We support that. And obviously from the messages and all the evidence in my trial, you can see that we supported police all the way through. You know, I don't support police officers that shot into the crowd that day. I can't tell you that I support that. But law enforcement is something that we always cherished. You know, we're worried about, you know, Antifa, some of the BLM rioters and things like that, you know, we're actually hurting Trump supporters. And that's what we're there to do. We're very good at defending, and that's why we're in.
Well, just tell them you're with Ray Epps. Tell them you're with Ray Epps, and then you can say you orchestrated it and go in and attack, and you'll be fine.
Yep. That's all we got to do. All we got to do is stick to their script, and we won't be in jail. All I had to do was...
You have 1 minute remaining.
All I had to do was turn on Trump, and I wouldn't be in jail. All I had to do was be like Ray Epps, and I wouldn't be in jail. All I had to do was praise Biden, and I wouldn't be in jail. But you know what? That's not what I did. I praise Trump, and I praise the United States of America and our constitutional values. And you know what? I'm sitting here, and I'm paying for it, and I'll tell you, I'm doing it with a freaking smile on my face. Okay, and I'm going to continue to do it as long as it takes for all of us to come home.
Dominique Pozzola, Enrique Tarrio, I am proud of you guys. I'm so sad this happened. You are the tip of the spear for us. We're going to get you out of there legally and lawfully. We're going to get Trump elected, and the deep state will be removed from power. People need to go to givesandgo.com/helpdom, which nobody's donating to them. They really should, folks, and TarrioFamilyFund.org. You want us to fight? You want men to fight politically and stand up for you? They're doing it. Gentlemen, 20 seconds before they cut you off. Final comments.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for supporting us and keep supporting.
Thank you for using Global Telink.
You know, I don't like coming up here all day and saying support Owen, support me, support this, support that, support Trump. But you want somebody to fight, right? In the American people, and I use this microcosm example a lot. Anheuser-Busch lost $40+ billion in the stock market for promoting pedophile crap. Great. I'm glad it happened. They lost $1 billion in sales so far. Imagine instead of a boycott, and I still say boycott them, you did a boycott and you supported people. And I know most of you are. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying we are toe-to-toe with this thing. This is cutting your energy off, coming after your children, trying to sterilize them. This is a total takeover. And I can't help it. I mean, I know it makes me more of a target to be against World War III and more of a target to have these guys on. Everybody loved the attacks. Oh, Jones, this is supporting January 6th people. He's not having them on because their lawyers didn't want them on. You heard that. You heard Enrique say, yeah, that's true. That was their strategy. So now that they're falsely convicted for crimes they didn't commit, maybe we should have the A-team, you know, intro here going out for the hour. I don't think they'd do that. Pulling the A-team outro. I'm here. But there's nothing worse. It's like a Batman, the Dark Knight deal, where you know you're doing the right thing. You're going to keep your mouth shut. You know, they're getting attacked. I'm like, fine, yeah, I'm not supporting them. Even though I was saying it's wrong what happened to them and all that. They're like, listen, they're going to punish them for what you say. Don't do it. And then they put in a filing against Owen Schroyer that they want prison time for him because of his speech. And I asked Owen last night, I said, you're going to host a show. You want to do this? He said, I want to see what they do to me first. But, and they're the men in the arena. You can't second guess what they're doing when they're the men in the arena. And they're the men being targeted at the point. And you know you're next. They're being fed in the wood chipper. You're next. I mean, Enrique's like, oh, no, you're a victim, too. You've been persecuted. Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked about 10% of what they've done to me. But I already know they're bad people. I asked for this. I did this. I rolled my sleeves up a long time ago. So it is what it is. But all I ask for is not your sorrow, not your sympathy. I ask for your prayers, and I ask for your support financially and by word of mouth. Because let me tell you, I'm the real deal, and my ancestors were the real deal. And I got the genetics just like you got. That's why you're tuned in. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. You come from good people. And that's why you can't serve evil. You just can't when it's cut and dry. You may do something bad when you weren't thinking about it. You feel sorry for it later. But you can't when it's all lit up like Las Vegas and the choices are so clear, you can't make the wrong decision. And that's what separates God's people from the devil's people. Because the devil's people, they want to join it. They think they're the winners, and they're cool because they serve darkness. And so I don't enjoy what I got to go through at one level. My flesh. Man, I want to go watch football games and drink beer and play pool and go, you know, water skiing and camping and fishing and, you know, go to Mexico and go to Europe. I mean, I don't want to fight people. I don't want to take on the New World Order, but they're coming after kids, sterilizing them, taking parental rights. They're shipping fentanyl in. They're human smuggling. They're starting World War III. And I'm just like, man, I got to fight this as a man. I mean, because if I don't, I'm with them. That's what people that sit on the fence don't get. God said, you were hot nor cold. I spit you out of my mouth. If you're going to serve evil, that's what you did. At least God respects you. The Bible says it. It's true. Yeah, you serve evil. You know what you're doing? You chose the side. All right? But to everybody out there that sits there and plays games, God doesn't like you. God likes you worse than Satan because you're a damn coward. This hour already went by. Oh, my God. We got a guest host coming up, Gerald Celente, but I got to take 15 minutes. I got to finish up with this. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's is today. And this is great, guys. What I don't want the A-Team audio intro. I want the A-Team original TV intro. When we come back, if you can get it. We'll be right back. Men convicted of a crime they didn't commit.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.